sounds good. That sounds good. I still have it. And under, oh, I got plenty of useless information, as always, in that, but I got to do a reminder. Reminder of probably one of my favorite traditions for Thanksgiving. Well, one is listening to Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant Massacre, which is about 18 minutes. And last year, I know I told a good story about how that was overplayed in the Chicago market, radio market there, for quite a few years, and got to the point that people were tired of it, like what happened to It's a Wonderful Life, where the best advertisement for that movie one particular year is the Chicago market said, we're only playing it once. Well, anyway, we come to the WKRP Great Turkey Giveaway from that TV show. That TV show, most of those episodes, if not all of them, were based on something that actually happened. Okay? And the Great Turkey Giveaway is really really close to what actually happened. And actually, it was a stunt. Actual turkey giveaway was a stunt in the 60s from KBOX, Dallas, Texas. And the marketing guy was Jerry Bloom, I believe. And instead of having a helicopter and throwing turkeys out into a shopping center parking lot, these guys did it with a pickup truck and throwing turkeys out. And that was a mess, obviously. But out of that series, and it's resonated quite a bit in the TV version of that, Arthur Carlson goes, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. And if you didn't really know it, they are very accomplished flyers. They're usually, their ceiling altitude is probably about 10 feet. But on my bicycle rides, I've seen these things just fly over fences, go straight up into a tree, and I'm not making this up. You know, but those are wild turkeys, okay? So we got all that. And for next week, I'll tease y'all with a little bit of a history and how the Allen wrench was invented. It goes back to 1910. Anyway, back to you there, Kurt. This is KE9PGC.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, that show brings back a few memories. I didn't watch too much of it. My parents watched it, but I seen a few episodes. I did not see that one, though. But thank you for that. Thank you for the useless information. And I look forward to seeing what you and Bob create. Because I think between the two of you, you never know what's going to come out of that 3D printer. So call him a mad scientist. That is definitely calling the kettle black. So, all right, John, thanks again for that. Look forward to that every week. And hopefully you get good news here soon. That's for sure. But, all right, I'm going to let the repeater drop, and then we're going to get started with weather at a glance. This is AC9HO Net Control.